Hi, my name is Susan Lund, and welcome back to our series on selling versus unselling. Today, we are going to talk about being an expert and a problem solver. One of the things that is really common when we really know our products and are the experts, if you will, one of the things that's really common is to be so enthused about telling our customers that when we see the problem, that it's natural to want to jump in and solve it. And when we do that, we are unselling. So many times, as you very well know, is customers may not want to solve the problem, or perhaps they're not ready to solve the problem. So the watch out is to not be the expert and to tell and solve everyone's problems, but rather to do a good job of understanding their challenges and asking permission. And how willing are they to solve the problem? How open are they to solve the problem? Many times people talk about their problems and they're not ready to solve the problem. So as you go into your next interaction with your clients and your customers and your prospects, one of the things I want to encourage you to do is to not be the expert. And instead, make your clients the expert. As we talked about previously, selling means acting as a trusted partner to gain agreement and choose your solutions instead of the competition's to solve unmet needs. Sales is about the value exchange and value creation and differentiation from the competition. As you enter into your interactions today and this week, I encourage you to avoid the hazard of being the expert and the problem solver without gaining permission. Remember, just because people don't buy from you doesn't mean they don't like your product or service. Ask yourself, are you unselling or are you selling? In the next session, we're going to continue to talk about what selling is and what selling is not. Why? So you can sell more, so you can achieve your desired results and experience greater success than ever before. Good selling.